Rochester Regional Health, built by the community for the community. It's in that spirit we bring you Rock Your Health Radio. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Slips and falls are a big concern, especially as you age. In addition, the winter months in upstate New York present extra concerns and issues with the changing climate. Here to talk with us about staying safe during the winter months is Mary Rote, Health and Wellness Coordinator at Rochester Regional Health. Mary, thanks for your time. Let's start with winter safety basics. So we know keeping driveways and walkways safe and clear, that's one of them. Can you give us just maybe a few more that we need to be aware of?
Well, good morning. And one of the things that there's a lot of things they should be concerned about is not just keeping them clean, but keeping them well lit. And using accessories if you need them. If you need a cane, if you need an arm, if you need help, be an advocate for yourself and ask for that. That's very important. Sometimes people don't really realize someone might need some help. Besides that, make sure your footwear is appropriate. You don't want to be wearing, obviously, very high heels in 4 feet of snow or on ice, because you're asking to have a little bit of a slip there. So you want to watch your footwear as well.
And I would think, you know, pay attention to entryways of stores and things like that. Do you have any tips for sports-related injuries?
You want to make sure that you're probably keeping it warm. You don't want to work past that. You want to make sure that it's able to heal. So if you have a sports-related injury, you want to be very careful walking on ice or anything, because you don't want to add to that. It's very easy to slip. So once again, I would make sure that it's well wrapped and you're wearing the proper footwear and you have someone to help you or an aide to help you walk if you need that.
And what about the elderly? What can older patients do if they think they're having balance issues, which of course gets exacerbated on slippery walkways?
The first thing I would encourage them to do would be to talk to a doctor. Make sure that it's not caused by medicine or another health problem. Then I would make sure that they're not afraid to ask for help, that they're making sure that everything is cleaned off, and if they're concentrating on falling, then at some point in time, it's likely they're going to fall. So you want to be confident. So whatever that means for them to be confident in walking, whether it's with somebody, whether it's doing exercises to help build those muscles, anything like that, that's going to help build that confidence.
And what about screening to assess someone's risk for falling? Do you offer that too, and do you recommend that?
I would highly recommend it. Once again, that would be going to any physical therapist, your doctor, anybody that, even a lot of times foot stores, like, will help with that. They can kind of monitor that to let you know that if it's your shoes or if it's, there might be a problem with your, maybe one leg shorter than the other and we don't realize it. Anything like that could be done through a store like that. They will help them. But I highly encourage people to talk to their doctors if they have concerns or if they feel that they're going to lose their balance or anything like that.
And what should someone be looking out for? A sign that someone may be losing their balance, or a child who's worried about their older mom or dad. What are some of the signs that someone might be a little shaky and starting to lose their balance at times?
When they start, a big sign of that is when they start to stay in and they're not doing anything. They're afraid to move. That's a big red flag that they're afraid they're going to fall or that they're worried about their balance because they withdraw. Another thing is obviously the normal are the arms or the hands flaying out there that they need help to watch. And watch how they're walking. If they're taking tiny, tiny steps and they're afraid to make a strong step, which is contraindicative because, it causes a fall, then that's a sign that they're going to need some help with a walker or something to that effect, or, you know, something to help them walk.
Well, that's great information. That, absolutely. Those are great signs to watch out for. And for someone that does suffer a slip or a fall, can you talk about recovery from that and the rehabilitation process?
Well, first of all, if you feel you are hurt, do not move. Don't try and get up and move. If you flip and you fall and you feel your ankle is broken or your leg is broken or your back is hurt or you smacked your head and all of a sudden you're feeling neck pain, don't move. Try and get some help, whether that requires screaming, you know, calling out for somebody, getting out your cell phone. A lot of people wear those, you know, personal devices on their wrist or they're on a necklace that they can push and somebody will come, because that could just lead to more damage, and you don't want to do that. The other thing is follow the recommended advice from your professional. If they're telling you to get physical therapy, get physical therapy. If they're telling you to do exercises, do exercises. You know, you really want, you're paying for a professional opinion, follow it.
Absolutely.
That's my best word of advice.
Right. Yeah, that always makes sense and is always the smart move. So you talked about physical therapy. Now, I know it depends on the injury, but in general, recovery time, long or short process?
It all depends on what the fall is. If you tend to fall where you're hyperextending a leg or your arm or something like that, it might be a shoulder injury that might require a lot more time and patience. You're not going to go out and run a marathon after you do something like that. But if it's, you know, sometimes we just slip and we fall, we miss a step, we go down, then you're fine. You know, you just make sure that there's no injuries. You can pretty much assess it yourself. And then you're fine. You don't have to worry about a recovery time. So it all depends on what the fall is.
And what about advice for parents? Can you share some tips for, you know, parents to keep their kids safe during the winter months?
My big advice is watch them on ice, because if they fall and they hit their head, they can be more than just a fall and a hit in the head, especially with today with worrying about concussions and things like that. So you really want to be careful. If you're having them ice skate, put a helmet on them. I know we didn't skate with helmets when we were young and we're fine, but don't take the chance. It's not worth it.
Well, that makes sense. You know, why even take the chance? Any other winter safety tips you can share with us, Mary?
Take your time. That is the biggest thing. We are a rushing world, whether it's to answer the phone or to run to the car. We are always in a rush. And when it's winter and it's icy and slippery, take your time. It actually saves you time in the long run.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Well, Mary, thanks again for your time. If you could wrap it up for us, why should someone choose Rochester Regional for their health care needs?
Well, other than we have the best doctors and nurses available, we have a wonderful continuum of care that would take you from, you know, from the start to the finish and walk you through your injury or your health needs.
That sounds good. Mary, thank you again. You're listening to Rock Your Health Radio with Rochester Regional Health. For more information, you can go to rochesterregional.org. That's rochesterregional.org. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.